Dr. Saber, taking office note. This is a televisit note on patient Angela Blair, B-L-A-I-R, Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A. Date of birth is 5/20/1970. Date of service 1/17/2024. Prepared with the patient is 53-year-old African-American female, referred to see me by Dr. Pont for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. To the paragraph, her past medical history includes the following: one, hypertension for the last year, next, seizure disorder since 2018, next, right shoulder fracture requiring multiple surgeries, complicated by infection, had been on antibiotics with doxycycline and fluconazole antifungal lately, next, anxiety disorder, had been on alprazolam, next, chronic pain in her right shoulder. Currently is dislocated, she's getting physical therapy, and she sees pain medicine Dr. Pecaro, P-E-C-C-A-R-O. Next, history of the pulmonary embolus in the past, he received full intercoagulation, period. Paragraph, that surgical history includes right shoulder replacement by Dr. Brown and double mastectomy and reconstruction prophylactic because she tested BRCA positive with family history of breast cancer. Allergies, non-drug allergies, social history, patient is married, had a total of 2 kids, no smoking, occasional alcohol, no drug use, she's a stay-at-home mom, period. Family history, her mother had breast cancer and died from it, and father had hypertension, she has 2 siblings that are normal, that have no health issues, period. Review system reveals headaches, positive, no chest pain, no shortness of breath. She does have dyspnea on exertion, no palpitations, no heartburn. She does have nausea and vomiting for the last 2 days. She vomited twice. Denies any abdominal pain, constipation positive, nocturia times 2 at night, no straining upon urination. She has complete bladder emptying. She does have urgent incontinence, no leg swelling. All other systems that are reviewed are negative. Immunization, she received 2 doses of the COVID-19 gene editing therapies. Okay, paragraph. Current medications include alprazolam, doxycycline, etodolac, hydrochlorothiazide, nabumetone, nortriptyline, oxcarbazepine, oral iron, pregabalin, tizanidine, and valsartan. Paragraph. Assessment and evaluation and workup that is available to me include the following: blood work from 1/9/2024 shows VUN65 creatinine 4.18, EGFR of 12, normal electrolytes, potassium 4.4, total CO2 24, albumin 4.4, ALT-FOS 205, AST 25, ALT 14, white count 7.9, hemoglobin 10.9, MCV 85, normal differential, and no eosinophilia. Iron panel shows T-sat of 15% with ferritin of 46, period paragraph. Assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury. Hopefully this has a reversible component. Differential diagnosis include acute tubular necrosis versus allergic interstitial nephritis. Patient is on multiple nephrotoxic medications, including etodolac, hydrochlorothiazide, which she was advised to discontinue, and she had discontinued since she learned the news 1 week ago of declining kidney function. We're going to do a full renal workup, including imaging studies, serologic workup, quantification of proteinuria, period. Next diagnosis, hypertension, currently on the low side. We're going to try to stop valsartan because of decreased GFR, and we'll give her clonidine to take as needed 3 times a day until we get a repeat of her kidney function to see whether there is a reversible component. Period. Paragraph next, seizure disorder. Patient is on followed by urology, getting oxcarbazepine to continue for now. Next, chronic pain. Next, infection right shoulder, was on antibiotics. Now off antibiotics, period paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Pound, for your trust, for allowing me to see your patient and consult. I will see her back in 1 week to follow on her workup and repeat her kidney function. I will keep you updated on her progress. and report thanks. He see Dr. Pond, POND, and report thanks.